How much money Chinese developers pour into Australia and what influence they wield on our nation's politicians have long been hot topics, but the flow of foreign money into the country is notoriously difficult to track. Now, a comprehensive new database shows year-by-year investment across the country. With more, here's political reporter Alexandra Beach.
From cattle empires to the Sydney property market, Chinese investors make headlines. But until now, Australia's been flying blind when it comes to tracking the flow of Chinese money. A team of Canberra researchers headed by Professor Peter Drysdale is changing that.
Getting an accurate picture of what's going on is half the battle in having a sensible public discussion.
The group from the Australian National University has worked with the federal government and business to pull together the first comprehensive public database tracking Chinese investment in Australia. It shows that in the 4 years to 2017, it totaled more than $40 billion. Professor Drysdale says that information is invaluable.
Making it possible to have a better informed discussion about what Chinese investment actually does in Australia and what its effect is on the Australian economy.
Tracking foreign investment is notoriously difficult. The team painstakingly trawled through thousands of transactions to get the full picture. What it shows is that most of the money went towards mining and real estate. But researcher Shiro Armstrong says a growing amount's being funneled into sectors like the health services industry.
It's a more nuanced and mixed picture than we're used to. And that's not surprising because Chinese investment in this country is starting to mature a bit. Starts to diversify across the sectors, across the economy.
He says that brings new opportunities for Australian business.
So whereas we used to dig up a lot of rocks and ship them to China, that'll still be a big part of our economic relationship, but their investment is largely coming into tourism, services sector, you know, services links, importantly.
The data also sheds light on how much investment is backed by the Chinese government. There have long been concerns about state-owned enterprises buying up Australian farmland and business. But according to this study, the Chinese government was involved in less than 20% of all the sales.
What it's telling us really is that private investment from China is almost as important, just as important as state-owned enterprise investment.
But companies affiliated with the Communist Party tended to be involved in the bigger deals, and that meant they contributed nearly half of the total dollars invested. Professor Drysdale says it's hard to glean from a spreadsheet whether that translated to Chinese influence.
But what it makes possible is analysing those issues in a fact-based way, an evidence-based way.
The researchers say this database could also be replicated to look at the flow of money from other countries, like Japan.
Alexandra Beach reporting.